Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The election is over, but is it? It could be a while before all results are certified and all litigation is finished. We do know, though, that the pandemic is not finished. Should investors be thinking about portfolio readjustments before the end of the year, regardless of these unknown timelines? We're here to help us is Doug English, a certified financial planner and our resident stock market prognosticator. He is with ACT Advisors, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Doug, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
So tell us what your thoughts are on this topic today.
It sure has been interesting times, right, Mike? My goodness. But the market loves inertia. It loves it. You think about what has happened since the time leading up to the election and through the election, we saw this massive surge in the market occur. That had to do with the fact that it looks like we're going to have one party in the White House and a different party running the Senate. And with that, it makes it very difficult to pass legislation, and therefore, you have more of the same. And the stock market, of course, always hates uncertainty.
And a lot of people, as they saw these uncertainties start to go away, they're taking money out of cash, I'm assuming, and moving it into things that they like.
Yeah, there was a massive amount of money in cash. In fact, in election years, people historically get nervous. It doesn't have very good math behind it, but people move to cash three times more likely during election years than non-election years. It's just not a very good bet. If you go back and look at presidential election years, they're almost always moneymakers. In the last 50 years, you only had two that weren't. Then if you expand that a bit and look at presidential in terms, it becomes just as difficult to lose money. It's just the market, it usually goes up, no matter who is in office. So that's really not the key focus. The key focus, of course, is to be invested, to have a strategy, and to stick with your strategy, no matter who is getting elected or not getting elected or having a lawsuit.
And of course, we have another timeline that is continuing, and that's the pandemic. What are your thoughts on investors' portfolios regarding that situation for 2021?
Yeah, Mike, the way we're positioning our portfolio is with full exposure to the markets in line with the clients' financial plans, meaning we don't have extra cash, but yet we're not overweight to the markets either. We think the market has kind of become tolerant of the pandemic and its waves getting worse and then getting better and then getting worse again. I think that the solution is going to come through at some point next year, and the market is comfortable waiting that out.
And so the bottom line then?
What we're doing with our clients is we have a much greater domestic allocation than normal. We don't have virtually any exposure to Europe, and we do have some exposure to our emerging markets and are looking to potentially add to that because, as I'm sure you know, China's done a really pretty good job of containing the virus there, and their economy is really opening back up rapidly. So there could be some opportunities in emerging markets. Those of you that may have gone to cash out of worry for what is happening in the election cycle, you need to work into getting back into the markets. So a strategy you might consider is to take half of your cash and put that back to work according to your financial plan. Why do you put that much right back in? Is because most of the time the market goes up. And then take the other half of the money and have that set to go in once a month over the course of a year. If you get a 10% equity market pullback, we would suggest you put half of whatever is remaining in. If we get a 20% market pullback, we'd say go ahead and put the remaining cash in, because those don't happen very often. When they do, that's a buying opportunity.
You mentioned staying away from Europe. You kind of like Asia. How about the Latin America market?
Yeah, the way we buy the emerging markets, we're going to include all of the world that's not considered developed in those positions. So we would include all of those in that category. We don't go that specific to go right to Latin America versus Japan or China.
Well, Doug, as always, thank you so much for your time and your insight.
Thank you, Mike.
Doug English is a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors, and he joined us by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.